weather not cooperating for a lot of people on this holiday weekend. From Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Ullern for David Brancaccio. There's a lot of frustration at airports this Memorial Day weekend. Hundreds of flights have been canceled as airlines cope with bad weather. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the details.
The website FlightAware says more than 1,000 flights are canceled so far today. More than 200 of them were headed into or out of the U.S. Hundreds more will be delayed today. Yesterday was even worse, according to FlightAware, with more than 1,600 canceled flights. Delta Airlines had the most cancellations among major U.S. airlines. Delta attributed them to bad weather and air traffic control actions. The airline issued a statement last week saying factors like weather, air traffic control, COVID and staffing contributed to, quote, an operation that isn't consistently living up to the standards Delta has set. Delta also announced it would reduce flights by about 100 a day this summer. JetBlue and Alaska Airlines are also cutting their summer schedules. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
The euro is up slightly off recent lows compared to the U.S. dollar, but it's still closer and closer to parity. That hasn't happened in two decades and would represent a bleak moment in the currency's history. Use the currency that's used by 19 European nations. The dollar is getting stronger and European countries are facing significant economic challenges. So in a world where $1 equals 1 euro, who wins? Who loses? Marketplace's Mariel Segura reports.
Who stands to gain? Someone like Ishwar Prasad, a trade policy professor at Cornell. He and his family will be vacationing in Spain this summer.
And for us, it's a great deal because it means that tourist expenditures that we have there on hotels, on meals and so on are going to be much cheaper.
The other beneficiary? Companies that import products from Europe, like cars from Germany, wine from France, or olive oil from Greece, which Nicholas Economides, who happens to be Greek and an economics professor at NYU's Stern School of Business, swears is better than the olive oil from Italy or Spain.
The best Greek olive oil is from eastern part of Crete. It has excellent flavor and very low acidity.
I tell him, maybe I'll buy some because it's about to get cheaper, right? And he's like, maybe not. It's not clear that importers are going to pass on any currency-related savings to consumers. Now, who loses out as the euro sinks? European tourists to America, the American tourism industry, and American companies that sell products in the EU. I'm Mariel Segura from Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The U.S. economy may be on watch for a recession, but for now, the job market remains really hot. Employers are looking for workers in an economy that has recorded monthly job gains of over 400,000 for a full year, and companies are starting to tap into a large group of long-ignored but willing workers, people with criminal records. For more on this, we consult Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Andy.
So we're talking about what's called second chance hiring. What kind of employers are doing this? I know Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, has talked about this as a hiring solution, but there are other big players getting in the mix, yeah?
Yeah, so, you know, brand name companies like Walmart and Home Depot, I mean, they publicly committed to hiring people with criminal records, which, as you say, is you know, known as second chance hiring. And by the way, it's not just the brand name companies. Over three quarters of HR professionals, and these are from organizations with 500 or more employees, said that they had hired individuals with criminal records. And that's according to a 2021 survey that was done by the Society for Human Resources and the Charles Koch Institute.
And so on the other side of this, who is getting hired? I imagine it's not a lot of violent crime offenders.
No, that's right. So looking at the same survey, among HR professionals whose organizations hired individuals with criminal records, 83% said the individuals had a substance-related felony in their background. And the same percentage said the individuals had a misdemeanor in their past, you know, something maybe like shoplifting. And research by economists, by the way, you know, show that people with records on payroll have higher retention rates and loyalty with lower turnover.
And one of the things that, you know, this tight labor market sort of spurs companies to doing is looking for those other solutions. But there's still a long way to go, right? The unemployment rate among people with past convictions is still traditionally very high.
The numbers are really depressing. And the think tank RAND calculates that more than half of unemployed American men in their 30s have a history of being arrested or convicted of a crime. And limited employment opportunities for people who are formerly incarcerated, it worsens racial and socioeconomic inequities.
A lot of folks have been saying, don't treat this as charity, treat this as hiring the best people for these jobs, right? I mean, that's sort of the prevailing, I think, narrative of these people can do the work, why don't you hire them?
Charity is a huge mistake. These people want to work, they want to rebuild their lives, and they want the opportunity to prove themselves at the workplace. This is good business. As I mentioned earlier, low turnover, high retention rates, high loyalty. The reason for hiring workers in this economy is it's good, smart business policy.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Chris, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.